Well, I don't know if this next poem needs any explanation particularly. You know, I think they, in the classroom they refer to poems that are self-reflexive, poems that are talking about themselves while they're going on, you know what I mean? This isn't one of them. No, I mean, this is a poem that's self-reflexive toward the place I do my writing. You know, it's a little bit inbred in that sense. It's about just sort of hanging around a place, your place. It's called Thoughts While Reading the Sand Reckoner. Nothing. What nourishes the polar star? That's a story I refuse to tell. Bellhops lacking a pineapple, or the secret ingredients of bubble bath, itself a derailed story. And still stuntmen by the school are washed ashore. What would be appropriate here is deep-fried calamaris, or the sound of a crossbow humming. I've been reading for hours. I'm counting every little grain of sand. Saturday night in Amherst, Archimedes is my man. I drift toward nightfall, renaming all the recent immigrants from Antarctica. We shall have a good voyage if God is willing. Disconsolate bunglers, incalculable clothes, the ship sang, ginger scurvy. Then I took one of them around. This poem is... I actually like it, but I don't expect you to. Then I took one of them around to see chlorophyll working in the meadow, and later brought him a pork pie hat. This is insane. Night was coming on. Hell, night had come and gone, and I was still reading my way through the library. Night had come and gone, leaving not a trace except me, and I, by necessity, had moved on and was by now reading Magellan's Voyage, a narrative account of the first circumnavigation by Antonio Pigafetta. Poor mad Ferdinand died spectacularly at the hands of Filipino warriors. 1,700 years before, a fellow named Eratosthenes calculated the circumference of the earth to be 24,650 miles, not a bad guess, only 225 off. Well, I was reading about all these stargazers and felt this aching desire for a newer world when Adventures of a Red Sea Smuggler tumbled off the shelf. I love Henri de Montfried for writing, "I went to see the pyramids. What a disappointment they were to me." His reason, the majesty of the desert, could not be obscured. You might like that line. Sunday morning in Amherst, I have spotted a water buffalo. Emily Dickinson has decided to purchase several mohair jackets. But it is Sunday, and I regret to report she has not been a very good neighbor lately. "Tears are my angels now," she said to me around 4 a.m. "But are they interested in Cedar Rapids?" I asked. "I'm not qualified to say," was her sorry reply. And so I went, the sound of a crossbow humming, my own jungle fever, my weary and blossoming soul was passed from hand to hand to hand. I was resting in the center of some huge pageant when a human standing next to me said, "There must be more," and set out to find it, against all odds, against the known sum. And years later, either came back or didn't, was the biggest fool ever, or shines there on the horizon like a newly minted coin of hope. And those who stayed and mocked, and those who merely read about it later, the grains of untrammeled sand fall through their brains long after the sojourner has begun to snore.